To the court I was invited by a legal friend of mine. With the judge I was delighted, he used everybody's time. The first case on the docket interested me, of course, was a colored woman suing for a limited divorce. She took the stand and said, "Now, judge, don't be misled. My age.
I reckon I'm going to have to leave after the clemency of the court. This courtroom ain't no place for me, no how. It ain't, Jeff. This your trial ought to be held up in front of what you call this your grand jury of the Supreme Court. This courtroom is just filled with a lot of cheap riffraff. Did y'all notice when you say, will the gentlemen of the jury kindly take their custom places? Doggone, if ever one of them didn't try to walk in the prison or stuff. This ain't no place for me, Judge. No how seated it ain't. Because I'm a woman of importance. I was raised with gentle care. I want the separation from that Zulu standing there. He abuses me just scandalous. Send him where he won't come back. I'm a woman of importance, Jed. Don't overlook the fact. Next, the sweet bewitching maiden, in her eyes a baby stare, with precious jewels laden, high-heeled shoes and golden hair. Said his honor to the copper, "Are you sure this charge is right? That this lady of refinement could be mixed up in a fight? Come, my dear and fair. Thanks, Your Honor, very well." It was like this. I'm sitting over here in Childs's restaurant, drinking my coffee and eating my sinkers. I ain't saying nothing to nobody, and I don't want nobody to say nothing to me. See, that's me every time. Soft shoe Mary. So whilst I'm sitting there, in walks a gentleman friend of mine. Well, I looked him over. You can't blame me. You know how us girls is. I looked him over and I said to myself, I said, ain't he a handsome looking rummy? Well, our knobs is sitting over in one corner, licking up a plate of stew. Prunes. She overhears my remark and takes it personnel, reaches out and grabs a coffee cup and lets it fly at me, and gets me right in the mat. Well, you know what them coffee cups is over at Child. I wouldn't let no party do nothing like that to me and get away with it. I'm going to tell you something, kiddo. I mean, Your Honor. I flew up and stung her. They tell me that I made the moving pictures of the Gans-Nelson fight look like illustrations from the Ladies' Home Journal. Say, I'm a lady of importance. I'm the queen of Herald Square. I could lick a dozen like her knobs and never muss my hair. I colored both her optics with the latest shade of black. Say, I'm a lady of importance, kiddo. Never overlook a thing.